Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Taking Action. We're in chapter 17. It's your choice, elevated or distressed. A person's own mind creates the quality of each experience. The late head of Mir Yeshiva in Jerusalem, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, used to say. He would give the following example to illustrate the point. The wives of two fellows asked them to bring home potatoes for the family. The men both agreed to do it, but they each viewed the task differently. One man viewed this in a negative way. As he was carrying home the potatoes, he had this inner dialogue. Look at what I got stuck with. I was a scholar, and I was able to devote all of my time to elevated and spiritual studies. Now I've become a schlepper of potatoes. I feel awful and belittled. The other fellow experienced exactly the opposite. This is what he was thinking. How fortunate I am. I have an opportunity to do kindness for my wife and my children and the guests who will be eating at our home. By carrying these potatoes to my house, I'll be emulating the Almighty in doing acts of kindness. This is a source of great joy for me. I feel wonderful and more spiritual. The meaning of the actions that we take will depend on the quality of our thinking. When we think joyful thoughts, we will be joyful. When we think spiritual thoughts, we will be more spiritual. When we view an action as an opportunity to grow and develop our character, that is exactly what we will experience. When we master the ability to consistently think elevated thoughts, we will elevate the experiences of our life. People with a negative view of the things they have to do tend to think that the problem is in their life's circumstances, in the life situation. The first step is to realize that it's up to them to upgrade the way that they view the things that they have to do. Your mind is active nonstop at all time. That's amazing. At all the time, your mind's active. So use your mind wisely, because our mind's going, so we have a choice to use our mind wisely. A question that will greatly enhance your life is, how can I view what I'm about to do in an elevated way? Ask yourself this question when you know that you'll be doing something that has to be done, but you wish you didn't have to do it. Ask yourself this question when you feel okay about doing something that isn't a source of joy and inspiration. Ask yourself this question when you're trying to avoid doing something that has to be done, and you're ready to just not do it. When you are thinking, how can I view what I'm about to do in an elevated way, think about who will be benefiting from what you will be doing. How will someone gain? Some people have jobs that could be seen as boring. They look at the actions that they have to do over and over again, and they think about how they would rather be doing something more interesting. They complain and they kvetch, sometimes to others, and a lot of times just to themselves. When your mind is focused on the kindness that you're doing for others, your actions become a source of good feelings for yourself and others, and a source of deep fulfillment. You can transform an activity from mundane and trivial into an act of great elevation. Keep thinking, how can I transform and elevate the meaning I am giving to this action? Again, how can I transform and elevate the meaning that I am giving to this action?